ABC Radio Australia.
Richard Hewitt here for a Monday morning, and students in Fiji have been unable to go to school in person for almost 5 months now in the face of their country's prolonged COVID-19 outbreak. And while those aged 15 to 17 are eligible to get vaccinated from today, Fiji's top health official admits that most pupils are unlikely to return to school before next year. But as Catherine Grau reports, parents, students and educationalists alike are concerned about the long-term effects of being away from school for so long, and they are puzzled as to why Fiji could well open its borders before it opens the classroom doors.
Elizabeth Awonga is a mum of 9 kids. They range in age from 1 to 20, which means 7 of them have been homeschooling for months.
I chose not to pretend to be a teacher and to leave the classroom work to the teachers when they get back to school.
While the single mum's had her hands full, she's mostly cherished the time she's had with her large family since schools closed in April when Fiji's COVID-19 outbreak began. She's encouraged them to learn life skills, getting outdoors in the vegetable garden or baking in the kitchen. They've even set up their own businesses.
Having witnessed how they've mastered these skills during this entrepreneurial journey, the fact that they have managed to save and buy stuff for themselves that would have been on my budget before has been a great relief.
But she's ready for them to get back into the classroom.
I think they have gained as much as they can gain in terms of life skills. Now we don't even have a timeline. We don't even know when school will start, if at all this year. You know, it's adding to the uncertainty that's already stressing us in the homes.
Desdemona Nanotha is another mum with 2 kids in primary school. She also teaches science at a community-owned school.
Lately, I've had to not only be there for my own students, I've had to be there for my kids as well in terms of learning.
Her husband's also a teacher, and for them, routine has been key.
We learned from last year that this year we had to put in a schedule. We had to put in a schedule not just for our kids, but for ourselves as well.
But she knows many of her students haven't had that kind of support.
I have been worried about my own students each and every day, just thinking about them, because my students are up in the Highlands. So connectivity is a major issue for them. There are some students who don't have the privilege to own a phone or have some sort of technology to use, a gadget to use for online classes. I'm always very worried and just wondering, are their parents able to get them to do their work at home, to read up on whatever we have sent them?
Parents around the world, not just in Fiji, have struggled to balance homeschooling and their own work and obligations during the pandemic.
That's almost half a year of schooling that the children have missed, and it has been a real struggle. It doesn't matter who you are in Fiji, but it's affected every single person in some way.
Kate Heinrich works with the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, and lives in the Fiji capital, Suva.
It's not just about the learning, of course, for children. There's other things that come along with going to school. So kids haven't been able to see their friends. They haven't been able to play. They haven't been able to play their sports. We're seeing both around the world and also here in Fiji, it is having a huge impact. Being isolated at home, it does impact on children specifically. They're not using their social skills.
She says there's also been more people reaching out for support, including women and children experiencing violence.
With increasing stress and demands of, like, maybe being out of work, not having enough food for the family, increasing stress is leading to increasing violence at home, and children are more at risk. So we are really keen to see kids get back to school as soon as possible to make sure that they are in that safe learning environment.
The government is also keen to get kids back to the classroom, but says they'll only do so when it's safe. And there's no time frame on when that will be yet. Here's the Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama.
Our journey to the new normal is a marathon, not a sprint. We have to move forward in step with the science at a careful and responsible pace.
At the moment, a very small number of Fijian school students are vaccinated. Generally, those who are in year 13, who are already 18 and have been eligible. From today, though, 15 to 17-year-olds can also get their first dose. But Fiji's top public health official, Dr. James Fong, admits there's still lots to work out. including when younger students might be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine, which is now being used to vaccinate kids as young as 12 in many countries, including Australia.
A lot of how we're going to do it depends on this current initiative of vaccinating the under 18s and looking at the kind of response that we're going to get out of that group. If we're getting more of the school children, then we will need to give us more opportunity to open classes progressively down the line.
Kate Heinrich from UNICEF says they're supporting the Fiji government to work out how schools will reopen safely.
Schools won't open as they were before they closed, so they need to make sure that they are safe for the children to get back into, and that includes looking at the ventilation, making sure there's distancing, enough social distancing between the children, making sure they have access to hygiene facilities. Clean water, soap are really vital. Sanitizers might be necessary.
The government's confirmed that all adults working in schools, from teachers to management and even gardeners, will need to be vaccinated. They won't make it compulsory for kids, but it is being strongly encouraged. And the Permanent Health Secretary, Dr. James Fong, says they'll also be looking at what level vaccination rates need to be amongst kids before they reopen.
Based on the coverage from that, we can guide us into how best we can open schools.
So it may not be until next year?
We do need to get our final years done. That much I have been told. Otherwise, we'll have a huge blockage.
So the government's talking about reopening the international border as soon as November. You're talking about it not being clear when schools might be able to go back. It almost sounds like tourists might be allowed back in Fiji before kids go back to school.
It would be rather incongruent, logically, to start opening the tourism and not opening our access to education. But I think they still need to be, I think we all need to understand that they both require different sets of measures.
When the border does open, Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama says only fully vaccinated travellers will be allowed in from countries with similar high vaccination rates like Australia and New Zealand.
Our plan is not to open quarantine-free travel with the entire world in one go. It will be gradual, starting with travellers from exclusive green list areas.
For mum and teacher Desdemona Nanotha, the idea of the border reopening to foreign tourists in a matter of weeks is concerning.
For me, I'm just worried, really, if it opens up, if borders are opened, what are the risks that would be there to be considered?
But she's pleased that the government is focused on vaccinating children rather than rushing to reopen schools, no matter the challenge that homeschooling presents for her own kids or for her students.
Prior planning is very important before school resumes, because at the end of the day, the safety of our kids is very important for me personally. Not just my own kids, but also my students, they've become like my own kids too.
Teacher and a mum in Fiji, Desdemona Nanotha, ending that report from Catherine Grau. You're with Pacific Beat.